Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We are now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara on Daf Samachay. Our Gemara is a continuation from the Gemara before on Daf Samach Daud on our base, which discusses Ager Teshav. The Gemara before on Daf Samach Daud on our base brings down the following shaila, Hader Yosef Vovikamiboy Lehu. Gerteshev mahu shivato avidizara, the poach mevato, the poach le mevato, a doma called the barmine mevato, the high barminehu. The Gemara goes on to say, Omer who of Nachman mistaba the poach mevato, the poach le mevato. In the Ritva we find that the Ritva says, Hilka chishmoel ene mevato avidizara. In other words, since in order to nevata avidizara one needs to be poach to nevata avidizara, and the poach cannot be nevata avidizara, and for that reason our Gemara says that a gerteshev cannot be nevata avidizara, the halacha of a poach nevata is not dependent upon this that he is considered a gerteshev, but rather anyone who is a poach cannot be nevata avidizara, and therefore Yishmael, who is a poach cannot be nevata in avidizara. And so too is the mashmos of our Gemara, that our Gemara wants to bring right from this that we learned in the Tesefta, that a goy can mevato on avodah zarah, shaloi v'shal chaveri bein oivda o bein she'ein oivda. And our Gemara explains, my oivda o my she'ein oivda, ilay my idi v'idi, oivet kechavim hainu shaloi v'shal chaveri, el av oivda. Oivet kechavim umay sheina oivda ger teishav, ushma mina ger teishav na mi mevato. From this, our Gemara does not go on to say that in a oivda is referring to a guy who is not oivet avodah zarah, who is not a ger teishav. From here, l'chayra one sees that our Gemara does not differentiate between a guy who is not oivet avodah zarah and a ger teishav, but rather, Awatzad, that a Gerteshev cannot be Mevato on avodah zarah, so too any guy who is not Oved avodah zarah cannot be Mevato in avodah zarah. And therefore, if any Oveda can be Mevato avodah zarah, so too a Gerteshev should be able to be Mevato on avodah zarah. In the Rashba, in the Gemara before Nev Samach Taur, and Ralph Achil, one sees that the Rashba argues on the Ritva. The Rashba asks, how can the Gemara say before that as far as a guy who is Reitzel Eskayer, we say that he is Mevatel his avodah zarah. The Rashba asks, Hakayim one besamach gerteshav einei Mevatel avodah zarah. The Rashba answers his kasha by saying that a guy who is Reitzel Eskayer is Igra migerteshav. Since Akati leimov leitava leikibo olav ol mitzvahs, for that reason, such a guy has the ability to mevatel in avodah zarah, and only a gerteshev who is mekabel olav ol mitzvahs cannot be mevatel in avodah zarah. B'chir from the Rashba clearly sees that the Rashba understands this. Where Gemara says d'lo poach mevatel is not referring to any guy who is not oved avodah zarah, but rather it is only referring to a gerteshev, since a gerteshev was yotza mechal akum. And with this, that a gerteshev was mekabel olav ol mitzvahs, he is not considered a regular guy. And for that reason, only a gerteshev cannot be mevatel on avodah zarah, but a regular guy has the ability to mevatel on avodah zarah. V'chir from the Rashba clearly sees that the Rashba argues on the Ritva. According to the Ritva, the halacha of a poach mevatel is not dependent upon this that one is considered a gerteshev, but rather anyone who is not oved avodah zarah has the halacha of a poach le mevatel. On the other hand, according to the Rashba, only someone who is considered a gerteshev with this, their mekabel olav ol mitzvahs, has the halacha of a poach le mevatel. A regular guy does not have the halacha of a poach le mevatel, but rather we will say that even though he is a poach, still he is able to mevatel on avodah zarah. In the Rambam, in Parakei Aleph, Milchas Malchus, Asuras HaChazayin, we find that the Rambam says as follows, Gerteshev, Vushakibo, Olav, Sheva Mitzvahs, Kamesha Biarnu, Yenei, Aser, Bishtiya, Mutter, Banah, Umiyachadin, Etzoyayin, Vemafkidin, Etzoyayin, which is based on our Gemara. But our Gemara says anyone who is considered a Gerteshev, Miyachadin, Etzoyayin, Vemafkidin, Etzoyayin. The Rambam goes on to say, "V'chein kol goyishe einoi oivir avodah zara kagoyin eilu ha'yishme'eilu mi'einon aser b'shtiyo moter ba'anah v'chein hayru kol agoyinim." In the Kesef Mishnah, we find that the Kesef Mishnah asks the following kash on the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, V'iko medak adivir abeinu, sh'me'achar shu savor, sh'kol goy she'enei oivir avodah zara, enei oiser ba'anah, he'ach kasav gertoyshav shekibo oav shavim mitzvos k'moy shebi'arnu, ye'enei aser b'shtiyo mutar ba'anah, demash ba'dem chiser achas me'ashav me'olkabo oiser ba'anah, Umigora gertoyshav shekibo b'feirah sheish mitzvahs, v'avodizar mechwalam, migoy de kimlan, d'loy polach avodizar v'kibo olav shar mitzvahs. That is the kasha that the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah answers his kasha by saying as follows, v'yishoymer dat kan v'ykomer avinu, sheinu oyser b'ana el agoy shehum ibnei das, d'loy polach avodizara. Avolam hum ibnei das, d'loy polach avodizara. Af al pishes a kibo olav shalavan avodizara yotza mechawum asai, achi kabo olav shava mitzvahs daz nasa gertoyshav gomor. And the Kesef Mishnah goes on to make the following diak in the lashon of the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Vachidai kulishna de rabbeinu shakasa vachol goy shayne oivir avodizara kagoyin eilo yishmeilim. Demashma dafka vike agavne shumi uma shamuch zakim shayneim oivir avodizara hu de yene mutter ba'na. Afapi shaykibo ola beferish vallila oivda. Avam humi uma de palchila. Tzarech kabo of shava mitzvah simchiser achas mehen oiser ba'na.
And the Kesef Mishnah goes on to say, Ufizah Adamer of Yehuda, Alavadrona Verova, Avarsheshach Yodana Bey Doi Polch Avedizara Hachi Kamar, Yodana Bey Shumi Uma Doi Polchi Avedizara.
From the Kesef Mishnah one sees that the Kesef Mishnah understands Vishita Saramba that in order to be Yetzim Achal Evda Avedizara, the only way to be Yetzim Achal Evda Avedizara is either by being mekabel olav shava mitzvahs and being considered a gerteshav, or if one is part of an umma the way palchi avedizara. But if one is part of an umma the palchi avedizara, even if this specific guy is not oivde avedizara, but still he is considered me oivde avedizara. According to the Kesef Mishnah, one can say that there is no machoikes between the Ritva and the Rashba. And both Ritva and the Rashba agree that if one happens to have a guy who is not Oivir Avodizara, the fact that this specific guy is not Oivir Avodizara is not enough for us to say that he is included in the klal of a Polach Loi Mevatel, but rather we will say that even such a guy has the ability to Mevatel an Avodizara. Only a Gerteshav, or a guy who is from an Umma Doi Polach Avodizara like Ishmaelim, have the halacha of Poach Loi Mevatel. And therefore, as far as the Gemara of Samech Daud and Aleph is concerned, that when it happens to have a guy who is Ritzoinei L'Eskayer, and this specific guy is not Eved Avodizara, but still he has the ability to Mevatel his Avodizara. And as far as such a guy, the Rashba says, that in order for us to say that he cannot be Mevatel an Avodizara, one needs that he is Mekabel Olav all mitzvahs. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat and Gemara on the Samech Tawad and Aleph according to the Ritva. And so too one can say that there is no machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva. Now chira, one can ask the following kasha on the Kesef Mishnah. What is Pshat in this that the Kesef Mishnah explains? Rav Yehuda hu shanoi karbona lavedrona, since he is a danebe doi poach avedizara. And so to this, the Rav is am to a karbono of our sheshach v'yam edam, since your danabai doi poch avedizara, is only because they came from an umma doi avdi avedizara. Maybe even if they did not come from an umma doi avdi avedizara, but since they themselves were not evil avedizara, for that reason there is no iser to send them a present v'yam edam. So from the Kesef Mishnah one clearly sees that a guy who is from an umma da'avdei avedizara, even if the guy himself is not oivid avedizara, has a halacha of someone who is oivid avedizara as far as all halachas are concerned. And there is a way plug that since he is included in an umma da'avdei avedizara, therefore he is considered like an oivid avedizara le'kol dinav.
and therefore he will be included in the Isser of Ofnei Dayan Shalakum. And for that reason, the Kesa Mishnah says that in order to send a goy present b'yayim edam, one needs a goy who is from an umad loyavdi avodah zarah. If he is not from an umad loyavdi avodah zarah, then he is included in the Isser of Ofnei Dayan Shalakum. According to the Kesa Mishnah from our Gemara, one clearly sees that even though a goy who is from an umad loyavdi avodah zarah is not considered an oyved avodah zarah, but still he is not considered Agar Teshav either. And as far as Achayesha is concerned, one needs someone who is considered Agar Teshav. And in order to be considered Agar Teshav, one needs either that he is Makabal Olav Bifnei Gimel Chavim Shalavad Avedazara according to a mayor, or according to Chum, one needs Kol Shekibal Olav Shavim Mitzvahs Shekibu Alehem Bnei Noyach. In our Gemara, as he mentioned before, our Gemara says, this how we learned Ezu Gerteshav Kol Shekibo Olav Bifnei Gimel Chavir Mishalavad Avedizora Kitanyo Hahi Lachayosai. What is pshat in this? Our Gemara says that the Nefkemino of a Gerteshav is as far as Achayosai is concerned. Why didn't our Gemara say that the Nefkemino of a Gerteshav is as far as Mutter Loishivai Beinenu Be'eretz Yisrael? So here from our Gemara one can bring a raya to the Shita, the Ravid, in Perikyon Mehochas Avaydazara Lachavav, that the Ravid says that as far as Yeshiva Saharetz is concerned, even though there is no Halacha Vagar Teshav is Manazeh, but still he is Mutterway Leishav Be'eretz Yisrael. As the Kesa Mishnah explains, that even though a Mekablin Ha'idna Gar Teshav, Mikomakim Kibalov Shavimitzvah Sulama, and since Leikol Meichash Penyachatiu, for that reason, he is allowed to be Yeshev Be'eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, our Gemara says that the entire Nafkamina of Ezel Gerteshav Kol Shekibo Olav Ifnei Gimel Chaverim Shoylavad Avedizara is only as far as Achayesai is concerned. And as far as Achayesai, one needs to be a Gerteshav. And therefore, the Ravid says that as far as Achayesai, we differentiate between Mizman Sheyevil Neig and Mizman Sheena Yevil Neig. And the Halacha of Achayesai only applies to a Gerteshav Mizman Sheyevil Neig. And Mizman Sheena Yevil Neig, there is no Halacha of Achayesai. But now one has to understand, according to the Sheet of the Rambam, who differentiates between a Gerteshav Mizman Hazeh, that he is also a Lader Be'eretz Yisrael, and a Gerteshav Bizman Sheyevil Neig, that such a Gerteshav is Mutter Lader Be'eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, why didn't our Gemara say that the Nafkamina of Ezu Gerteshav is as far as this, that it is Mutter Leishivai Be'eretz Yisrael? So to explain Mishat and our Gemara according to the Sheet of the Rambam, one can say as follows, that even according to the Rambam, that one needs to be a Gerteshav in order to be Meshivai Be'eretz Yisrael. But still, if one will have a goy who is from an umad loipalchil avedizara, such a goy is also Mutter Leishivai Be'eretz Yisrael. Since such a goy is not included in Oivde avedizara, such a goy is also Mutter Leishivai Be'eretz Yisrael, since there is no chash of penyachatil oischali. And therefore, our Gemara, which is referring to a goy who is from an umad loyavdi avedizara, the entire nafkamina between a goy from an umad loyavdi avedizara and a gerteshav is only as far as achayesai, and the halacha of achayesai only applies to a gerteshav and not to a goy who is from an umad loyavdi avedizara. But as far as a yeshiva Be'eretz Yisrael is concerned, a goy who is from an umad loyavdi avedizara, one will also be mutter loyeshiva Be'eretz Yisrael. In other words, entire machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is only as far as a goy who is from an umad da'avdei avedizara, who is not a gerteshav, is one allowed to meshivei be'eretz yisrael or not? That the Ravid understands that one is allowed to meshivei be'eretz yisrael, since one does not need to be a gerteshav in order to be meshivei be'eretz yisrael, but rather all one needs is this: he is mekabel olav sheva mitzvahs. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, a goy who is from an umad da'avdei avedizara, in order to meshivei be'eretz yisrael, one needs that he should be considered a full-fledged gerteshav, and for that one needs to be mekabel olav sheva mitzvahs bizman sheyevil neig, bizman sheino yevil neig. The mekabel gerteshav, he is not considered a full-fledged gerteshav, As far as this, the one is Motu Yeshiva Be'eretz Yisrael. Now, as far as this, the Ravid says, as the Kesef Mishnah explains Pshat and the Ravid, that even though Yimekablin Ha'inna Gertesha, but still, Im Kiba Zayim Mitzvahs Lama Yimne'unu Miyeshivas Ha'aretz, Ha'weko Mechash Penyachatiu, Ruchir one sees that even as far as Motu Yeshiva Be'eretzal, one needs that he is Mekabal Orv Shavim Mitzvahs B'fnei Gimel Chaverim. And even though he is Mekabal Olav Shavim Mitzvahs of Negimol Chavirim, but still there is Alacha V'Mekablin Gertosha B'Zmanazah as far as Achayosai. Now to explain Pshat and the Ravid, one can explain Pshat and the Ravid based on this, how we find in the Rishonim in Makas Naftesim and Aleph. That the Ramban and the Ritva in Makas Naftesim and Aleph asked the following Kasha. What is Pshat in this? That according to Rameir says, Ezu Gertoshev Kol Shekibo Olav of Negimo Chaveim Shalav Elavet Zara. And so to what is Pshat in this, Chachamim say, that Ezu Gertoshev Kol Shekibo Olav Shavamitzvah Shekibo Alem B'nei Noyach. Well, here they are anyways Mechuyev in Avet Zara and in Shavamitzvah B'nei Noyach. And therefore, what is the point of their Kabbalah? So to answer this kash, we find two Mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ramban in Makas in his first text, and so do we find in the Ran before in the first parak answer the Kasha is saying as follows, that the purpose of the Kabbalah is because regular Goyim are not Nizharim Bekach, and therefore the purpose of the Kabbalah is because with the Kabbalah he is accepting upon himself to be Nizhar in those mitzvahs. And the purpose of the Kabbalah is a Chizek HaDavar. With his Kabbalah, now he is becheskas that he will keep those mitzvahs. That is the first malach we find in the Rishonim as far as how to explain the Kabbalah of a Ger Teshav. The second malach we find in the Rishonim as far as how to explain the purpose of the Kabbalah of a Ger Teshav is by saying that before he is Makabal Olav, either Avodah Zarah or Shavuot Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, he is considered Einoi Mitzvah Ve'Isa. And with his Kabbalah, he is now considered a mitzvah v'lisa. That is the second teretz of the Ramban, and so too is the mahalach of the Ritva. In the Biskurov, we find that the Biskurov explains the Kabbalah of a Ger Teshev as follows. That a Ger Teshev is not just mekabel upon himself, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but rather he is mekabel upon himself, Sheva Mitzvahs, Mimnation and Stava, Bohem, Moshe Rabbeinu, Misinai. And as we will see, Be'ezus Hashem, there are a number of nafkaminis between Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach and Sheva Mitzvahs Nitzava Bahem Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. This, that a Ger Teshev is mekabel upon himself, Sheva Mitzvahs Nitzava Bahem Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. We find the Rav Gussman in a Sefer Kuntres Yeshurim on Masecht above Metzia. In Shir Yud Beis explains as follows. That by a Ger Teshev, there is a Miktsas Geiros taking place. As we find in Rabbeinu Gershman Krisos on the Avtas Haman Aleph and in the Rashman Teres Abaye Shar Dalid. And since there is a Miktsas Geiros taking place, for that reason he is no longer considered a regular guy. And since he is no longer considered a regular guy, for that reason his Chiyuv and Sheva Mitzvahs is no longer the same chiyuv as goyim that are mitzvah and shavu mitzvahs b'nei noach, but rather his only chiyuv and shavu mitzvahs is because instava bohen Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. As Rav Gussman explains, that this that he saw as mechuyev in those shavu mitzvahs is not the same chiyuv as a goy who is mechuyev in shavu mitzvahs b'nei noach, but rather he is mechuyev in a completely different chiyuv kivon shnitzava bohen Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. As Rav Gussman proves something more in Yevamos and Afmem Zayin of a base. And from the Ish Mefarshim in Tosfos and Chagiga and Af Beis on a base. And since by Ger Teshev there is a Miktsas Geiros taking place for a reason, this that he is Mechuyev in Sheva Mitzvahs is based on this that he saw as Mechuyev in those Sheva Mitzvahs. And that is why the Kabbalah of a Ger Teshev has to be that he's Mekabal upon himself the Sheva Mitzvah Nitzava Bahen Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. Based on these Mahalchim, one can explain Pshat and the Ravid that we mentioned before as follows. This the Ravid says, that even though he Mekabalin Ger Teshev is Man She'ena Yevol Noyeg, but still if a Gertoshav is Mekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, then Meshivin Oisei Beretz Yisrael is because this, that a Mekabel and Gertoshav is Man Sheinai Volneig, is a Halach as far as the Geras of a Gertoshav is concerned. That the Geras of a Gertoshav is only Bizman Sheinai Volneig, Bizman Sheinai Volneig, one does not have the Geras of a Gertoshav. But even though Bizman she'ena yevol neig, one does not have the geiros of a ger teshav, but still with his kabbalah, he is mekabel upon himself to be nizar in the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, as we mentioned before from the Ran and the Ramban, that since regular goyim are not nizharim in sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, for that reason one needs a kabbalah, since with his kabbalah he is showing that he is being nischazik in his keeping of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. And therefore, since with his Kabbalah he is showing that he is being Nischazik in his keeping of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach for that reason, now we are allowed to Meshiv him Be'eretz Yisrael. In order to Meshiv a Goy Be'eretz Yisrael, one does not need the Geiras of a Gertesha, but rather all one needs is this Shoyachtiu Eischali. And therefore the Kabbalah, that now we can be Semech on this, that he will be nizer in keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, now one no longer has Shoyach Tiyu Oyischali, and therefore one is allowed to be Moshev such a Goy in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam on the other end who argues is a Chay, because the Rambam understands that even as far as Moshev in a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, one needs a Mikzas Geiros. One cannot be Moshev any Goy in Eretz Yisrael. And only a Gertoshav, that one has a Mikzas Geiros, is a Halacha, the Moshevin Oisai Be'eretz Yisrael. So again, according to the Ravid, only as far as Halacha of Lachayesei do we say that one needs a Mikzas Geiros in order to have the Halacha of Lachayesei. On the other hand, according to the Rambam, even as far as Moshevin Oisai Be'eretz Yisrael, one needs a Mikzas Geiros. Now, as far as this, as we mentioned before, that there's a difference between the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach and those Sheva Mitzvahs that a Yisrael is Mechuyev Mibneshon and Stave Bahen Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. And this, the Gertoshav, is Mechuyev in those Sheva Mitzvahs, is Mibneshon and Stave Bahen Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. So to Uchir, one sees in Rashi, in Yevomis, Naf Memches Mabes, Rashi explains, Gertoshav is someone who is makabel olav shalavad avadizar v'oichon neveilois. V'zhiroi hakosov ala Shabbos, d'mechalas ha-Shabbos ko'ivet avadizara. In Tesis Nivomis we find that Tesis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks, that in Masechta Sanhedrin, afim chesom abeis, we find that the Gemara says, akum sheshavas chayimisa. Now to explain pshat in the kasha of Tesis, one can explain pshat in the kasha of Tesis with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat in the Kasha of Teshuvah by saying that Teshuvah means to ask. How can Rashi say that a Gertoshav is Muzer al Shabbos? What happened to the Halach of Goy Sheshavas Chayim Misa? And therefore Gertoshav Sheshavas should also be Chayim Misa. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat in the Kasha of Teshuvah. Another way with which one can explain Pshat in the Kasha of Teshuvah, that Teshuvah means to ask. That from this no one sees that a goy sheshavas is chayim misa. From there one clearly sees that a goy is not muzer al Shabbos. And if we are to say that a gertoshav is muzer al Shabbos, since a mechal Shabbos is ka'ivet avidizara, then so to a goy she muzer al Shabbos, since a goy is muzer on avidizara. Now as far as how to answer the first kasha, we find in the pirush of Rabbeinu Yehuda Rabbi Akar on Omar Kovov, who says as follows, this that we say in davening, in Shachris Shal Shabbos, V'nesatei O'goyei HaRotzeis, and then we say, V'nechaltei Malkeinu O'ivdei Psilim, Goyei HaRotzeis is not referring to O'ivdei Psilim, but rather Goyei HaRotzeis is referring to a Gertoshav. A Gertoshav is not someone who is an O'ivid Peso. And there is a tremendous difference between this that we say when Asate or Goya Rotes and this that we say when Chalte Malkeinu Oivde Fsilim. As far as a Gertoshav, if a Gertoshav keeps Shabbos, Vadei Einam Neugin Benachuam Shemrin Asa Shabbos, Kivon She Einam Oivdim Fsilim. Ve'af al pi, shoy kiblu mi'ava mi'ilam shar mitzvahs, but still since they're not considered ovdei psilim, for that reason, they're not considered as if they're noigim v'nachala, if they keep Shabbos. On the other hand, we say, v'in chalte malkeinu l'ovdei psilim, that as far as someone who is an ovid pesel, if he keeps Shabbos, he's being negeya v'nachala, and a goy sheshavas is chayim misa. From Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan, one sees that in order to have the halacha of Akum Sheshavas Chayimisa, that halacha only applies to a guy who is an Oyved Pesel. A Ger Toshev who is not an Oyved Pesel is not included in the halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chayimisa. And even though Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rashi Nivamis, and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan understands that a Ger Toshev is not Mozer al HaShabbos, but still he will not have the halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chayimisa. Now if we are to understand, as we mentioned before, that by Ger Toshev there is a mikzas geiros taking place, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Gershom, and so too the Rashba and Teres Abayis, and so too we find in the Piskei Rabbeinu Avigdor Tzarfati on Parashas Ekev, then one can say that as far as the Ger Toshev is concerned, the reason why by Ger Toshev one does not have a halacha of Goyisha Shavas Chaimisa is because the Ger Toshev was Yatza Mechal Akum, and even though Rechal Yisrael Leba, but still this itself that he was Yatza Mechal Akum is enough for us to say that one will not have the halacha of Goyisha Shavas Chaimisa. He is no longer considered a regular guy. This that we mentioned, that as far as the Ger Toshev is concerned, a Ger Toshev is not included in the halacha of Goyisha Shavas Chaimisa, so to a Chil one sees from the sheet of Achirim, from this Achirim say, Eilu Leboruch al Ger Toshev, Ela Eidu Ger Toshev, Zager Eich on the Veil Shekibro Vakayim Kol Mitzvahs Hamuris Batera, Chutz Mi Iser Neveilis. One clearly sees that a Ger Toshev is allowed to keep Shabbos, and a Ger Toshev has to be Mekabel upon himself Shmira Shabbos. The only difference between a Ger Toshev and a regular Yisrael is as far as this, that a Ger Toshev is Eichel Neveilis, but he was Mekabel upon himself a Kayim called Mitzvahs Hamuris Batera. Vachir from the Sheet of Achirim, one can ask, on Tesis Nivamis, how can Tesis Nivamis ask that by Ger Toshev one should have a halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chaimisa, if in the Sheet of Achirim one clearly sees that according to Achirim, by Ger Toshev one does not have the halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chaimisa? So to explain Pshat, in the Shita of Achirim, according to Tesis Achirim, one has to say as follows, that Tesis understands that there is a fundamental difference as far as the Ger Toshev between the Shita of Rameir and Chachamim and the Shita of Achirim. According to Rameir and Chachamim, a Ger Toshev is considered a regular guy. And since a Ger Toshev is considered a regular guy, for that reason Tesis asks that a Ger Toshev Sheshavas should have the halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chayim Misa. On the other hand, according to the Shita of Achirim, Tesis understands that according to Achirim, there is a Geiros taking place. And for that reason, Achirim say that a Ger Toshev has to be Mekabel upon himself all mitzvahs. And since there is a Geiros taking place according to the Shita of Achirim, for that reason, Tesis agrees that according to Achirim, one will not have the halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chaimisa by Ger Toshev. And the entire machlokes between Rashi and Tesis is as far as the Ger Toshev Oshitas Rameir v'Chachamim, if one will have the halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chaimisa by Ger Toshev or not, which is either a machlokes, if the halacha of Goy Sheshavas only applies to a guy who is an Oved Pesel, like we mentioned before, B'Shem Ben Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan, or the machlokes is a machlokes as far as how to understand Ger Toshev according to the Shita Rameir v'Chachamim, that according to Rashi, a Ger Toshev, even according to the Shita of Rameir and Chachamim, there is a mikzas geiros taking place. And for that reason, a Ger Toshev is Yatzam Achalakum, and therefore one will not have the halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chaimisa, even according to the Shita of Rameir and Chachamim. That is, if we are to understand Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis, a Tesis means to ask, how can Rashi say that a Ger Toshev is Muzer al Shabbos? What happened to the halacha of Goy Sheshavas Chaimisa? But if we are to understand Pshat and the Kasha of Tesis, the Tesis means to ask that from this that one sees that a Goy Sheshavas Chaimisa, from there one sees that a Goy is not Muzer al Shabbos. And Tesis is asking that we should say that a goy is mazir al Shabbos, since kol mechal Shabbos koyve avodah zarah for that reason, shmir Shabbos should be included in the seven mitzvahs bnei noach, and should be included in the iser of a goy to do avodah zarah, then one has to answer Tosfos' kasha with a different mahalach. And one has to answer based on this that we mentioned before, that there is a fundamental difference between the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach and the mitzvahs that a ger toyshev is makabel upon himself. A ger toyshev is makabel upon himself, Sheva mitzvahs, shenitztave b'ahed Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. And therefore, even though, as far as the iser of avodah zarah that a b'nei noyach is mitzvah in, Shmir Shabbos is not included in that Avodah Zarah, but Shmir Shabbos is included in the Avodah Zarah Shenitztaveh Bahen Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. And only as far as the Isra Avodah Zarah Shenitztaveh Bahen Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai do we say that Shmir Shabbos is included since Kol Mechal Shabbos Kibu Oyved Avodah Zarah. That is how the Achrinim explain Pshat and Rashi Nivamis and answer the Kasha of Tosfos. Now, Chayon has to understand, both according to Rashi and Yevamos, who explains that a Gertoshev is Muzra Shmir Shabbos, even if a Gertoshev only has him a Kabbal upon himself, Shalavad Avodah Zarah. And Okui Alma, Aliba de Achirim, a Gertoshev is Muzra Shmir Shabbos, if so, how are we to explain Pshat in this Rav Gemara says that a Gertoshev is Kakam Achol Dvorav, as far as we ten Rishos, Lovato Rishos. As the Gemara goes on to say, "Kedetanya saw Mormer Meshamer Shabbosi B'shok Mevato Rishos, Shem Meshamer Shabbosi B'shok Ein Mevato Rishos, Memnei Sha'omer Yisol Neis Rishos Mevato Rishos Uva Akum Ad Sheyiskar." Uchay Agoy should be considered like Yisrael who keeps Shabbos, and therefore one should have the halacha of Neis Rishos Mevato Rishos, and one should not need Chiyos. So to answer this kasha, one can say as follows, that even though a ger toyshev is muzra shmir Shabbos, but still bittul rishos will not help, and one needs chiyus like a regular goy. Since this one needs chiyus by regular goy, is kidei shol yomai mimaisav, and Rabbanan wanted to marchik the dira v'yisol from a goy, for that reason a ger toyshev is bechlal. And for that reason, even by Ger Toshev, we say that one needs Schiras, Mokim, and Bittul Roshos will not work. That is one way with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara. In the Ravid, on the other end, we find another Malach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. The Ravid explains that even though Ger Toshev is Shemir Shabbat, but still when Yin Shvisa, it is Dinei Kegoi, Kivan Doimoida Kagoi be Sure Lavin Shabai, which is a rival of Shitasi, who explains that even according to the Shita of Achirim, a Ger Toshev is only Makabal of Chavikrisos and not Lavin. And this that we say, that a Ger Toshev is Makabal of Shar Mitzvahs, but he is Eichel Nevelos, is not only referring to Eichel Nevelos, but rather, as far as all Lavin, a Ger Toshev is Dinei Kegoi, and a Ger Toshev is not Makabal upon himself the Shmira of Lavin. And since a Ger Toshev is not Makabal upon himself the Shmira of Lavin, for that reason as far as Lavin are concerned, and as far as Dinei Shvisa, it is Dinei Kakum. And since it is Dinei Kakum, for that reason, Bittul Rishos will not help. This, as the Ravid explains, that since as far as Lavin is Dinei Kakum, for that reason one needs Chiyos, and Bittul Rishos will not help. And the Rav did not explain what you mentioned before, that the reason why one needs Chiyos and Bittul Rishos does not help, is because even by a Ger Toshev one has a Svara of Shol Yomai Mimaisav, like a regular guy, is a Chiyo based on the Sheet of the Rav that we mentioned before, that with a Kabbalah of a Ger Toshev one no longer has Shoyachtiu Ois Chali. And with a Kabbalah of a Ger Toshev one no longer has Sheyomai Mimaisav. And therefore, just like with a Kabbalah of a Ger Toshev, there is Alacha that one is allowed to Mirshivei Beretz Yisrael, and one no longer has Shoyachtiu Ois Chali, so too we will not have the Mechayev to be Seicher Rishos Kedei Sheyomai Mimaisav. And for that reason, the Ravid has to explain in other mahalach as far as this, that one needs chiras rishos by a ger toshev, and bittul rishos will not help. From Rashi on the other end, one sees, as the Meiri is Medayik, the Rashi is Chilk and the Ravid. And Rashi understands that a Gertoshev according to Acher is Mechuyev in all mitzvahs, and he is Mozer even on Lavin. And we do not say that he is only Mekavah upon himself, Chayvik Risos, and not other mitzvahs. So again, as far as the Shita of Acherim is concerned, we find that the Ravid explains that even according to Acherim, he is only Mekabal upon himself, Chayvik Risos, and not other Lavin. And this, that he is Oichal Nevelos, is because the Gertoshev is not Mekabal upon himself, Lavin. In the Chazanish and Simon Samachais of Katanval, we find that the Chazanish says that even if we are to say that according to Acherim, a Gertoshev is Mekabal upon himself, Lavin, but a mitzvah sasei in Tzorech Mekabal al Atzmai. Well, one can say that even if we are to say that a Gertoshev according to Acherim is Mekabal upon himself, even mitzvah sasei, but Dinei Derabanan are not included in his Kabbalah. And since Dinei Derabanan are not included in his Kabbalah, for that reason the halacha is that one needs Schiras Makim, and one cannot be Samech on Bittul Rishos. Since as far as Dinei Derabanan, he is still considered like a guy, for that reason Bittul Rishos will not be enough, but rather one needs Chiras Makim, just like one needs Chiras Makim from a regular guy. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in our Gemara. Now getting back to the Gemara says, Upshimon Omer, Yeinai Yayinesach, Va'armila Mutter Bishtia. Now as far as how to explain this Machlekes, and how to explain Pshat, in this Rishon it says, Yeinai Yayinesach, Va'armila Mutter Bishtia, we find the Rashi explains as follows. This, according to Rishon Shimon, Yeinai Yayinesach, is because he is not Makpid, Al Maga Oyver Kechavim. And since he is not makbid on other goyim touching the yayin, for that reason, the yayin is yayin esach. Now, as far as this, that the Amri will understand that the yayin is mutter b'shtia, l'chayim one can ask the following kasha. Even if we are to say that we are not cheshish for other goyim touching the yayin, but still the yayin should be aser b'shtia mishom chasnos. So to answer this kasha, we find that the Ravid says as follows. That according to the Amriwa, Gam Gzeres Chasnos Ein Olav, Shekivan Shenichnas Kolkach Kabos HaMitzvah Soleh Nigzer Olav, Usvir Leh, Ki Iker Gzeres Chasnos Lehoisa Elam Mishomar Cholkas HaVeidezara, Vekivan De Ikra, Verechika Leika Lemechash HaVeidezara. That is how the Rabbi explains Pshat in the Amriwa. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the Amriwa is by saying that since there is a mixas geiros taking place, for that reason, one does not have the isra of loitis chaten bam. Loitis chaten bam is only nemar as long as they are complete goyim. Once there was a mixas geiros, one no longer has loitis chaten bam, and for that reason, we do not ask the yayin mishum chasnos. The Rava goes on to explain pshat in this, so that Amri will understand that we are not cheshish for the maga of other goyim. Is because we say the kivan de huwaini manasech ni mozer humi maga goish hui nasech es yeinai. In other words, since he himself is not manasech, he is careful to make sure that no other goyim touch the ayin in order shui nasech es yeinai. Wachira wonk yumaisa from the Ravid and say as follows that the reason why Gertesha is makbid on the maga of other goyim is because the Gertoshev is makbid on this, that his yayin should not be nasar b'ana. And kidei that his yayin should not be nasar b'ana, for that reason he is makbid that no other goyim should touch his yayin. This, that he is makbid, that his yayin should not become nasar b'ana, is either because we say that avodah zarah is asar b'ana even for a goy, like we mentioned before in our Shir on Daf Samach Daled, b'shem the Turi Evan, or one can say that even if avodah zarah is not aser b'ana to a guy, but as far as a gertoshev is concerned, when a gertoshev is a makabah upon himself, shall avod avodah zarah included in the iser of avodah zarah to a gertoshev, there is an iser hana to be nena from an avodah zarah as well. Just like we mentioned before, b'shitas Rashi and Yevamis, that the kabbalah's mitzvahs of a gertoshev is machayev a gertoshev, in all that bezrayu of the Sheva Mitzvahs, for that reason so too one can say that with his kavod shayravin avodah zara included in the avizrayu avodah zara is this: one is not allowed to be nene from avodah zara, and for that reason a ger teshuv cannot be nene from avodah zara, and therefore he is makbid that a goy should touch his yayin in order that his yayin should not become aser banah. In Tosfos we find the following nidin as far as the maga of a ger teshuv himself is concerned. Does a maga of a ger teshuv in yayin aser the yayin or not? The Ri understands that the maga of a ger teshuv in yayin, even if you would actually go and touch the yayin, but still his touching of the yayin will not aser the yayin. On the other hand, Tosfos brings down other shitas that are chilek and hold that the maga of a ger teshuv in yayin asers the yayin. L'chaira, one can explain this nidin with one of two malachim. Either one can explain this nidin, that this nidin is dependent upon how to understand this, the maga of a goyin yayin asers the yayin. Is the iser dependent upon a chashash that the goyin might be menasech the yayin? Or do we say the Rabbanim are mechadesh an entirely new iser maga yayin, even where there is no tzad that the goyin will be menasech the yayin? Now, if we are to understand that the iser of this, if a goy touches the yayin is aser, is dependent upon this, that the goy might be menasech the yayin la'avodah zarah. For that reason, the Ri understands that a ger teshuv was makabel upon himself, la'avodah zarah, one no longer has the chashash. And since one no longer has the chashash, for that reason, if he touches the yayin will not become aser. This, that the Rishonim that argue on Tosfos understand that the maga of a ger teshuv in yayin asers the yayin, is because those Rishonim understand this, that if a goy touches the yayin becomes aser, is not because there's a chashash shema yinasech, but rather a bonum mechadish nuiser, that the maga of a goy in yayin asers the yayin. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this nidin. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in this nidin is by saying that the machlokes is a machlokes as far as how to look at a ger teshuv. Do we consider a ger teshuv as a regular goy, or do we consider a ger teshuv as someone who is yatza mechval akum? This, as we understand, that a ger teshuv does not aser yayin b'magoy, is because we understand that a ger teshuv was yatza mechval akum, and since a ger teshuv was yatza mechval akum, for that reason, if he touches yayin, the yayin will not become aser. This, that there are shitas that are chiluk on the Ri, is because those shitas understand that there is no geiros taking place. And since there is no geiros taking place, he is considered a regular guy who happened to mechazik himself by this, that he was makabo upon himself to keep the Shavu mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And since there is no geiros taking place, for that reason he is considered a regular guy, and he will aser yayin b'magoy. Now, as far as this, Tosfos brings down Meshem Rabbeinu Yehuda, that Kasav Rabbeinu Yehuda, Mais Hoya Begarachot Shemal Voitov Al Tfil Karoi, Va'omar Reveisisoy Am Rabim, Venoga Biene Vitira Ben Yitzchak Bishtia, Keperusha the Gertesha Magoi Mutter Bishtia, Kol Shekainze Shemal Vakibo Mitzvahs, that he will not Aser Yayim Magoi, where one can explain Pshat in the Psak of the Ri, with one of two malachim dependent upon the two tzadon that we said before. If we are to understand pshat and the Ri, that this, that if a ger teshuv touches yayin, he does not aser the yayin b'magoy, is because there is no chashash shema yinasech, since he was mekabel upon himself, shayulav v'avodah zarah. So too one can say that as far as a ger shemal v'itoval, since he was mekabel olav ol mitzvahs, there is no chashash that he will be menasech, and therefore, even though he is considered a regular goy, but still, as long as there is no chashash menasech, the maga of a goy b'yayin does not aser the yayin. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the psak of the Ri. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat in the psak of the Ri is by saying that even though we have a ger shemal v'itoval, that he is not considered a complete ger, since in order to be considered a complete ger, one needs milah tefillah. But still with this, he is makabel of all mitzvahs, he is considered a ger teshuv. And since he is considered a ger teshuv for that reason, he is yatza mechval akum. And since he is yatza mechval akum for that reason, if he touches yayin, his magen yayin will not aser the yayin. Baruch Hu, one has to understand, if we are to explain pshat on the psak of the Ri, that the psak of the Ri is based on this, that we say that with his kabbalas hamitzvahs yuziyatzum v'chalakum, and he is considered a regular gateshav, and based on this, that he is considered a regular gateshav, for that reason we say that his magen yayin will not aser the yayin. Baruch Hu, one can ask, there is a halacha that is man sheneivol noeg in mekavon ger teishav, and since in mekavon ger teishav is man sheneivol noeg, the halacha should be that a ger shemal voitaval is man sheneivol noeg should be considered like a full fledged goy, and therefore he should ask her yain magoy. So to explain pshat and the psak of the Ri according to this halacha, one has to say as follows: that the entire halacha of a mekablin ger teishav is man sheneivol noeg is only halacha l'chatchila, as far as the Kabbalah of a ger teishav is concerned. But by the Eved, he is considered a ger teishav. And for that reason, a ger shemal v'itaval, since he is makabal olav ol mitzvahs, he is not worse than a ger teishav. And therefore, he was yotza m'chalakum, and for that reason, we will say that he will not aser yayin magoy. Based on this, a chira will come out. If one has a ger shemal v'itaval, such a ger will be allowed to keep Shabbos, just like we find that a ger teishav is allowed to keep Shabbos, and according to Rashi, Nivamas ger teishav is mechuyev in keeping Shabbos. And therefore, according to the Ri, so too we will say that a ger shemal v'itaval is allowed to keep Shabbos, and is possibly even mechuyev to keep Shabbos. That is a chira, or will come out according to this Mahalach. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara says, Kitanya ahilach ha-yesai, that as far as who is considered ger teishav, the nafkamina of ezel hu ger teishav, is as far as ha-yesai is concerned. Now, as far as how to explain this halacha of ha-yesai, we find a number of Mahalchim. In the Ramban, in a Sophis, we find that the Ramban says, that as far as halacha v'chiyase is concerned, the halacha v'chiyase means to say, shnitzdavino ha'chiyase kerteisha v'atziwa meira osay, shemayi nitva v'nor e'nofo v'gal shnitvach v'chokechina v'atzal osay, v'mayi chila nis'asek b'rifu osay, v'kol shekei me'achinu Yisrael. From the Ramban it is mashma that the entire halacha of v'chiyase is halacha that there is a chiyav to save all kerteishav. In the Rimul Nil, at the end of the first paragraph, we find that the Rimul Nil says as follows: this, that there is halacha of achayisei bar ger teishav, is this, we are chayav achayisei kishar aniyei Yisrael. And so we find in the Kesef Mishnah, that the Kesef Mishnah explains, this, that there is a chayav achayisei, means to say, koi mer wazunai ufarna say kaniyei Yisrael uatziloi mikol tzara. In other words, Achayesa includes not only Latzilim Mikol Tzara, but rather Achayesa includes Ozeinai Ufarnasei Kaniyei Yisrael. In the Yerushalmi, we find that included in the halacha of Achayesa is this: one is not allowed to cause him tzar b'dvarim. In other words, a ger teishav has the isrei nas dvarim like a regular Yisrael. Ruchir pshat in the halacha of the Yerushalmi, and so too one can say is the pshat in the Rimul Nil and the Kesef Mishnah, is because since there is a Geirus taking place for that reason, as far as Achayesa is concerned, it is considered as if he is like a regular Yisrael. And therefore, as far as Achayesa, he has all the halachas of a regular Yisrael. This, that the Ramban argues, is okay because the Ramban understands that there is no Geirus taking place. And even as far as Achayesa, he is not considered like a regular Yisrael. But rather, all one has is halacha v'chayisei, which Ramban explains to mean that there's halacha to matzo oisai if he is in the matzav of pikuach nefashis. But v'chayisei is not mechayiv anything more than that. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Rimul Nil and the Kesef Mishnah and the Machoikis between the Rimul Nil and their Ramban.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.